Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bart Winkler. Welcome to the Bart Winkler Show. Hour number two for us. You can always use the rewind feature on the Odyssey app for hour number one. If you are just joining, spend some time talking about the game between the Lakers and the Mavericks. Luka Doncic's first time back in Dallas, and he put up 45 points. Nico Harrison, Mavs GM, sat there and watched as this all went down. Also listened to crowd chanting of, crowd chants of fire Nico throughout the game and saw the standing ovation and applause for Luka throughout. We'll have more on that. We'll hear from Luka this hour. Also, we'll get to our worst in five, and it will be the final worst in five, our final power rankings for the NHL and NBA heading into the playoffs. And then next week, Carlos, will you be ready for Major League Baseball power rankings to take us through the summer?
I will, and I will be starting from 2 to 6 because, like I said, I refuse to put Los Angeles lower than one.
Yes, they are probably going to be. Or do we do a ranking without the Dodgers?
Or maybe they continue to kind of scuffle a little bit, and then I have to revisit my stance about putting them at number one.
Yeah, I don't know.
Doubt it.
I don't know. I mean, they are third place in the NL West.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, housekeeping. Thanks to Ann from Michigan who called and, you know, reminded me that I'm an absolute moron. On the Bulletin Blitz, I said it was March 9th. It is April 9th. So pretend you all heard April 9th very confidently.
You said it was March 9th?
I did.
And someone called to correct you?
Yes. Yes, she did.
Oof. Brutal for you.
Well, you know, I've been called worse and done worse. And I will continue to.
Yeah.
At least I didn't say it was Saturday.
God, I wish it was Saturday.
Oh, me too.
I just agreed. I'm doing a TV hit Saturday night at like, so there's the 6 o'clock news,
mm-hmm.
and then at 6:30, this channel that I do some stuff with sometimes, they have a sports show on Saturdays, and when their main guy can't do it, they ask me, and typically I make an excuse and say no, but I, you know, have the time, and my mother-in-law's gonna be in town, and she's helping, so I don't like feel bad if I just leave the house. I'm going to go do it, which kind of makes me feel like I have to work Saturday night, but I don't. But then I can't, like, have a Saturday fun day.
Yeah. I mean, you could just, you know, do what you normally do after your hit. Now, I do have a question that everybody's going to want to know, but when I say everybody, I really mean me. Are you going to be wearing some kind of head covering for this TV hit?
Like my face?
No, I mean, like a beanie or a hat, because that's pretty much, like, if I ever have to sketch an artist, do a sketch of you, you know, like an artist, I don't know what the top of your head looks like. So I'm curious if you're going to go hatless.
I just applied for a credential for the NFL draft, and I sent in a headshot with my beanie on, and they didn't accept it.
Because they need to see the top of your head.
Yeah.
Who is this guy? We can't tell. There's a hat in the way.
I went to a Brewer game last week as media. They accepted the shot with my head in it. Or my hat in it. My beanie.
Yeah, because it's the Brewers.
Well, also, the hat that I was wearing in my headshot is a Packers hat. So that I can't be impartial. But I did do that. I was going to say no, because I haven't gotten a haircut. I'm really ashamed of my hair. I got to do something.
Oh, you don't say.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, am I a middle-aged man at 40? Not yet.
Yeah.
Am I?
I would think so. We all.
What's middle age? 45, 54?
I mean, how long are you planning on living?
Yeah, I took my kid to swimming today, and I was telling him, you know, someday I'm going to teach you to drive. And he goes, won't you be dead by then?
Smart kid.
I swear to God.
Ahead of the curve.
I swear. I go, in 10 years? I go, let's just enjoy each night that we have together.
Can we make it the next three?
That's what I tell him. Yeah, I'm gonna have my normal head. No hat.
Okay. Put some.
My hair will be shown.
Put some pomade in that or something.
I do put makeup on. That's fun.
Yeah. No, I understand, and it's not like makeup. Like, you know, you're not putting on rouge. You know, it's the combat, the lights.
Well, you've been on TV. You put all that on. You put on the makeup.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you get the little powder, and that's just to make sure that the sweat doesn't, you know, come completely clear on the camera.
You know what I find interesting, too, about the local news is, because I used to do local news. I was a reporter. My first job out of college, I was a photographer and then a kind of reporter hybrid and then a reporter for a while. TV news is where I started. Well, you know, it was radio, TV, I was bouncing around. But my first, like, full-time job was a TV reporter making $18,500 a year.
Well, how did my salary get out there?
I did get a clothing allowance of an extra $100 that was taxed.
Oh, and in Wisconsin, that might as well be rich.
Well, people say, because they go, did you have to wear makeup? And I go, well, yeah. I mean, you try to go on camera without makeup, and like my face looked like Mars.
Yeah,
without makeup.
Oh, yeah, but makeup is necessary.
And then I told them that I had to get a special eye cream because of the bags under my eyes. It's like, I'm flying to Switzerland with these things. So, you not heard that one before?
No, not Switzerland.
People are always like, you had to do your own makeup? I'm like, I'm doing local news in Market 138. You think we have a full-time makeup person?
Right, right. We're not Boomer Esiason who has someone comes in and they do it for us. It's local.
They do?
Yeah, morning show does.
Wow. Good for them.
Oh, that's got to be the easiest job in the world. That makeup artist is probably making loot coming in for 5 minutes of work. Let me powder your face. All right, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, I gotta do it. But I didn't get a haircut in time, and my barber's full this week. So, like, I get these little...
Your barber is full? How many people live in your city?
Oh, my barber's great. My barber's, like, popular barber in town. You got to book 2 weeks out, dude.
Does your barber speak English?
Yeah.
Then your barber's not good.
Oh, my barber looks like the dad from Family Matters.
Carl Winslow?
Yeah, it's him and his wife.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, then that's allowed. That checks out. Yeah, my barber doesn't speak English. I literally will go to a barbershop, and I'm like, I will speak to you in English, and if you respond, nope, next guy.
No, they do. They do a great job. Fantastic. All right, so yeah, so Saturday, if anyone wants to catch me on Channel 12 in Milwaukee.
Can I find you online or somewhere?
I don't know. They might stream it live on their website.
All right, that's too much work for me. Just send me a clip.
All right, 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Power rankings coming up. We're going to hear from Luca coming up. I have a Justin Fields topic tonight. Last year at this time, I don't know if you guys were with us every night, habitually or sporadically, but we like have these little periods where it's one guy that we can kind of talk about, and you know they become the main character for the month. Bronny James had a nice month. Brock Purdy had a nice month on the show, where we talked about him a lot. Luca certainly did, and getting some more attention tonight. But Justin Fields, this time last year, was my God. If I would start the show and say, no Justin Fields tonight, I'd get 10 people throughout the night calling to talk about Justin Fields. Should the Bears keep him? Should the Bears keep him and trade the pick? Should they do a bunch of stuff? So he's a Jet now, and now you see the Steelers with where they're at. So I have a Justin Fields-related topic for you tonight. We'll get into all that coming up. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Cincinnati, talk to Lee. What's happening, Lee?
Hey, not a whole lot, Bart. Thanks for taking my call. And I've got a problem. I'm going to start off by being totally honest with you. I'm a big Florida Gator homer, okay? But tell me if I'm wrong about this. The Gators, they beat Houston for the national championship. But everybody keeps talking about how Houston lost national championship, not how the Gators fought and won it, how they actually took it away from Houston. And I was wondering if am I wrong about that, or what do you think? Because I'll tell you, in the Elite Eight, the Gators were behind at one point by more than 10 points. They came back and won. In the Final Four, they were behind by almost 10 points, 1 point. They came back and won it. And they were behind against Houston. They showed that they were a scrappy team. They showed that they're a second-half team. They showed that they could come back, and you can't ever close the door on them. So it just seems like that more people are talking about how Houston lost the game instead of how Florida won the game. What do you think?
I think that's just a nature of how we react. I think that a lot of times if there's a game like that, like the game Houston and Duke, more people are saying Duke collapsed rather than and it's part of the story. Like, you know, I've asked the question in these kind of games to people on interviews a million times. I say, like, the question would be, well, was it more that Houston lost or that the Gators won? And they'll say, you know what, it was a little of both. And it was. And Florida's probably not getting as much credit, but just like Houston probably didn't get as much credit against Duke, because it's more, I don't want to say sexy, but it's just such a shock when some of these things happen. And Houston didn't take a shot for the last 90 seconds. So that's a big problem. But then you could say, well, Florida made sure they didn't take a shot. So I wouldn't read too much into that, other than I think that's a byproduct of human nature. I would just be excited that your Gators won.
Oh, I'm more than excited. You have no earthly idea. I'll be very honest with you. I am so glad that they did, because now I don't have to decide how I'd like my crow fixed before I have to eat it with a lot of my friends. I'll put it that way.
Well, that's good. That's good. That was a big win. I'm glad you got to enjoy it.
But so, and one other question I want to ask you real quick also, okay? The Brewers. I'm a big Brewer fan. I had a cousin that played for the Brewers. I don't know if you remember that or not. I've told you that before. So how do you think the Brewers are going to do this year?
Well, I am going to and they won again tonight, I believe, or they're going to win against the Rockies. Lee, thanks for the call. I think that the Milwaukee Brewers are not going to get an opinion from me until May 31st. Or whenever Memorial Day is. There's an old adage, don't check the standings till Memorial Day. The Brewers started the series against the Yankees, the season against the Yankees, and then lost to the Royals, and they went 0-4. If they win tonight, which they are up, I believe, 10-2 in the eighth, if they win tonight, they will have won 7 of their last 8. When they were 0-4, I said, I don't think they're going to be 500. And now they're going to win 7 of their last 8. Milwaukee's been a team consistently that has been projected to win 78 games. They consistently win high 80s, low 90s, and win the division. Cubs off to a good start. They did lose today. They're 9-6. I think I understand. Carlos and I went to Wrigley for the home opener on Friday.
Sure did.
And we got tickets in the 300 level, which were, I will just say, were $80 tickets on opening day. Okay? The stadium was full. A lot of people, through videos that I've posted and pictures, have been aggressively making fun of me for being a poor, for buying cheap tickets. I was flummoxed by this. These are decent tickets. This is a good view that we're getting on opening day. I know it's been cold in Chicago. I see the game today. Oh, there was like nobody there, dude. There was, I was watching some of the game this afternoon. There would, to sit up there, okay, yeah, you go sit down a little bit. And I'm sure tickets were a little more affordable. I think the other night when it was 28 degrees, you can get them for $4. So if that's the case, I probably would have sat lower, but this was the home opener.
Right, big deal. It's not like you can just, you know, walk in there, you know, with $10.
I know. I mean, what year is it? I mean, I don't understand. I mean, I know we always make fun of Cubs fans because they play so many day games. It's like, do these people have jobs? But they don't have jobs because they don't need jobs is what I'm getting. Everybody that's a Cubs fan has got all this money. They just sleep on a pile of cash in their mattress, I guess. I don't know. All right, David is in Buffalo. David, what's up?
Hey, Bart, how you doing tonight, man?
What's up, David?
Yeah, I want to jump in and talk about the Masters. I think, you know, it was interesting today to listen to all the coverage, and a lot of people are on Colin Morikawa to win this, but I just don't know if I trust him around the greens and with his putter. Great ball striker, but I think putting-wise, he doesn't have that closer mentality that Scheffler has, and I think the same thing with Rory, too. Rory, I mean, tee to green is probably one of the greatest players we've ever seen. But, you know, when you get him inside of 100 yards at that high of a level, he's just pretty good. He's not great. And to me, to win at Augusta, you've got to be unbelievable around the greens. And I think that's why I favor Scheffler, because Scheffler, you know, has been so good around the greens there in the years he's won. And I think, you know, that experience is so, so important at Augusta.
So you're going Scheffler to win again?
I'm going with Scheffler as my pick to win. Yeah, I just think, you know, he's been consistent this year, even though he hasn't won coming off of that hand injury. And I just think until Rory proves it, and same thing with Morikawa, until these guys prove it on that high of a stage on that golf course, it's hard to believe them to do it until they actually go and do it.
Man, I'm excited. Thanks, David, for the call. I'm excited for the Masters. I think the weather should be, for the most part, fine. There might be some rain on Friday, but it's because some of the practice rounds have been kind of messed up with. So there could be some rain on Friday, maybe some wind, but we should have a real nice Saturday and Sunday. I think, too, the TV coverage has expanded a little bit where it's not. The Masters, it used to be like on Sunday, you can't watch till like 3:30. They're all protective. And I'm not into the patrons. They can't say fans. They can't say back nine because it sounds like backside. You know, they're all, it's a little too snooty for me, quite honestly, which they can get away with because it looks so pretty. But I'm excited for the tournament. And I love golf majors. It's nice to see like some LIV guys golf with the PGA guys. So even though golf all year kind of suffers, you know, the majors have been better. So that's good. But I also just, I like watching the whole story. Like a lot of people might, okay, Masters Sunday, I got to watch this, but I want to see the whole thing. I want to see when, if it's Scotty or whoever on hole 15 on Sunday, I want to know, here's how he did the other. I like to watch the whole story instead of just come in for the season finale. So very excited for the Masters this weekend, to be sure. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll hear from Luka and his big night in Dallas tonight as a member of the visiting team. I don't know that he ever thought that would be said about him, but that's how it went down. That coming up, and more from you when we return on the Bart Winkler Show.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
It's the Bart Winkler Show podcast.
He should have never been traded. The package he got traded for wasn't enough. Nico Harrison should have at least opened up the trading avenues to someone else. Rob Pelinka driving the conversation. Nico calling Rob, hey, you know, I'm a little worried. I think Luka's fat and out of shape. Rob Pelinka. Yeah, me too. God, geez. Ugh. I mean, I guess we'll take him if you don't want him, but all we can give you is Anthony Davis and maybe a pick in 2029. What about Austin Reeves and a pick in 2031? Oh, no, you just said he's fat, remember? I mean, you're lucky you're getting this from us. Oh, yeah. Good trade. Just malpractice all the way around. And then he's got to get first row seat or wherever the hell he sat. I wouldn't have even come. I watched the game on TV if I'm Nico. Fire Nico chance, standing ovation. And Luka Doncic earned a standing ovation for the game that he had. It wasn't just like Luka came back to Dallas and it was nice. I mean, he didn't have a Anthony Davis stat line tonight, a complete afterthought in this game, playing for the Mavericks now against his old team. 5 for 13, just 13 points for him. No, Luka had 45 points in this game, made 7 three-pointers. He talked about how he was able to get up to that number.
I don't know how I did it because when I was watching that video, I was like, there's no way I'm playing this game. But, you know, all my teammates had my back. They were really supporting me, so I really appreciate that.
Isn't that crazy? He's watching this video before the game, before during the introductions, and it's very emotional, and he didn't last 7 seconds before you could tell he was really, like, overcome by the emotions. You're watching the last 7 years of your life. You're watching highlights from a period of your life that has been the best period of your life, a period of your life you didn't want to have come to an end. You're watching yourself grow up, essentially, from the time he was drafted to now. And here you are, 2 short months later, having to go through that. He talked about what he was feeling during the video.
So many emotions. Can't even explain it. You know, brought tears to my eyes. Like I said, I came as a young kid here with 18, and I know what to expect from NBA. And, you know, they made me feel like home, man. It's just a lot of great, great memories.
It's a new job. It's a new country. There's new people in your life. You don't know what's in store. And you're there for 7 years. And, like, you know, growing up is one thing. Fish out of water, kind of plucked out a corner of the earth you've never been to situation. That's a whole nother thing. A situation you probably envision yourself continuing to be in for a long time. He's very close with Dirk Nowitzki. You saw him tonight throughout the broadcast, and he can relate to Dirk. Like, Dirk was a great mentor for that. Germany, stayed there his whole career, won a championship. I mean, this is like the path has already been done by one other person, at least. And so not only do you learn from him and draw on those experiences, you probably assume that you're going to follow through and have the same kind of life. And then Nico Harrison forgets how his brain works and he trades you for scraps to the Los Angeles Lakers. You could see the emotion before the game. You could see how good it felt for him to catch up with some of the people after the game. It was a great night for Luka to be back in front of that home crowd.
Everybody saw me the way I reacted to the video. You know, all these fans, I really appreciate it, man. All the teammates I had, you know, everybody had my back. I'm just happy, you know. This guy, I love these fans. I love the city. But it's time to move on.
It's close to the playoffs. It felt like a playoff game. Mavericks hanging on to the 10 seed. They'll probably get that. The Suns are probably too little too late for them. Although if Dallas doesn't win again and the Suns keep winning, there is a chance they don't make the playoffs. That's what they did a few years ago. They were in this spot and they sat Luka and tanked so that they could get into the lottery. Took Derek Lively. So maybe they try to pull a similar thing again. I thought we could get a Lakers-Mavs playoff series at some point back then. That's not going to happen now. Obviously, the Kyrie injury changed a lot. But it's probably for the best for everybody involved. For Mavericks fans to have to go through that. For Luka, for Nico Harrison. It's probably for the best that they had that game, and then maybe not until next season do they see each other. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. Big Ron is in Jersey. Big Ron, what's up?
It's been too long, El Bardo.
How was Aruba?
It was good, man. I'm heading off to Europe tomorrow.
Jeez.
So, yeah, I'm packing.
Where are you going?
I'm going to northern Italy and then to Spain. Packing in all my vacations like within a couple months, so for the year.
Jeez, I take a vacation day, I just get drunk in my basement. You're going over to Milan, dude.
Yeah, well, my 20-year-old son, he goes to the University of Wisconsin studying abroad in Milan. And so we're going to go visit him. You know, it's like our parental duty.
Oh, yeah. You gotta. Well, have fun, dude.
Yeah, man. So, look, man, I think they should do some forensic accounting on that Dallas GM's, you know, and just kind of see if there's any embezzlement going on, man, and that he was paid under the table to make that trade because – man.
I think there's a lot of embezzlement been going on lately, if I may say so myself, but certainly in that case as well, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, the NBA's got a long, shaded past, man. There was the 2002 Lakers-Kings series that was fixed, and, of course, the 2001 Bucks-Sixers Eastern Conference Finals that was fixed. I totally think that this league continues to find corrupt ways to make, you know, send the stars to L.A. into the mega markets, man, to the glamour markets. By the way, Christian Yelich hit a 465-foot home run tonight. It's 14-2 now. I know it's Coors Field, but still, 465 feet is nothing to sneeze at. I mean, it's not, I guess it's not exactly Shohei Ohtani material, but it's good to see him healthy and his back functioning properly. You know, you had that guy on, the Miami fan, not the Miami fan, the Florida fan.
Yeah, Lee.
He was asking about the Brewers, and you refused to give a take until Memorial Day.
Well, because I gave a take 2 weeks ago, and I was wrong. They've won every game but one since.
Yeah, and I mean, they're four-fifths of their starting rotation is injured currently, and they're like, they have a good pitching depth, but like eight of their top nine pitchers are injured right now. And when they get those guys back, especially Brandon Woodruff, who's got a long history of success, and Tobias Myers, who came out of nowhere last year, and they signed Carlos Quintana, who would be a good number four starter, and then they've got a couple guys out of nowhere like they usually do to fill out the rotation. They're going to be good. They're going to be good. They won. They're going to win tonight. They've won, like, I think, 7 out of 8 maybe. And without all that pitching missing, they're just scrappy, you know, and they have a really good manager, and I predict them to win the division and beat out the Cubs, even though the Cubs, you know, have a much higher payroll.
Yeah. And the Cubs are playing well. Ron, thanks for the call. Enjoy Europe. They're getting a contract year start out of Kyle Tucker. So we'll see how long that's able to last for them. Since we're on the topic, I would like to say hi to Marco Belletti.
Oh, hello, Bart.
Can you guess the two words that are going to come out of my mouth here?
I'm going to refrain because I'm not sure, so I'm afraid. Go ahead.
We're talking Brewers. You're a Yankees fan.
Oh, you want to do Devin Williams?
Yeah, a little Devin Williams. Oh. What's going on? He sucks?
Oh, see, you concerned me. Yes, he has been awful. He's been awful in four games. However, and going on down the hall in New York radio, everyone's panicking, and they want to take him out of the closer role. I got to be honest, I'm not overly concerned.
This is the man that single-handedly finally changed the beard policy, and he's been garbage.
Yeah. That seems unfair. Yes, he's been garbage. He's been absolutely terrible. His ERA, I think, is 12. You need to be bailed. 4-0 lead today. Gives up three. Has to get, you know, another guy to come in and clean up his mess and Mark Leiter Jr. Not a good look. But it's 12 degrees, basically, in Detroit. Every game that's been, you know, he has no control of anything right now. I'm not overly concerned that he's not going to find it. Is it going to be where he's completely dominant and he's a 50-save, lockdown, automatic closer? I won't go that far, but the guy's got talent, and right now it's just he has no feel for anything, so I'm not overly concerned.
We talked to Yankees a little last week when there was the whole, hubbubaloo about the torpedo bats, and now it feels like nobody's talking about him. Is that still
I think the flavor of that has gone out, because I think we figured out that it's not something that's brand new, and there's so many guys doing it. And all the guys that were doing it are not really hitting anymore. So I think it's fizzled where it's like, oh, look, Judge is not using it and he's still a monster. Oh, Jazz is using one. What's he in, a buck 40? I guess it's not that big a deal anymore. So, yeah, I think that whole thing is kind of fizzled.
All right. So Devin Williams, no panic from you.
Zero. Two reasons. One, because I think he's that good. Two, one thing about the Yankees that I always have total faith in, their bullpen is always, always elite. And they have about three guys that if Devin Williams is bad enough that you can't be the closer, there's three guys that could take his spot. And I feel totally comfortable with them doing it, including the guy that was their closer in the World Series last year and Luke Weaver. So, yeah, the panic level on that is zero for me.
Well, Nestor Cortez, as you remember, was complete ass his first game against his old mates.
I thank you.
The reverse Luka Doncic. But he did have a really nice start against the Reds. He went six innings and gave up just one hit. So
he's not bad.
Win.
Again, he's not bad. That's a pretty good consolation prize. You lose an all-star closer that you were never going to keep anyway and you can't re-sign, and you get back a quality arm. Look, is Nestor Cortez going to be an ace? No, but he's a guy who did make an all-star team, and he's a quality, going to give you innings every time he goes out there and give you a chance to win. In my book, in baseball, you can't ask for a whole lot more than that. He's probably a three, but if you put yourself with a whole bunch of threes, you're going to win a lot of games.
It's Marco Belletti. Yankees did hang on for the win today against Detroit, 4-3. A lot of good day baseball today. I think a few games in the day tomorrow. I'm of the like mind, I think, with a lot of people that there should be at least one day baseball game every day of the season. Figure out a way to make it happen. A lot of people would tune in to games they otherwise wouldn't. 888-710-4ISN, 888-710-4476. We'll have our worst in five power rankings coming up for the NBA and NHL before we dip into baseball next week. Right now, again, here with an update is Marco Belletti.
It's time for Power Rankings, Bart Winkler style.
You know what? You just made the list.
It's Worst in Five. Here's Bart Winkler.
All right, going with a little bit of a twist on the final NBA Power Rankings for me. Carlos will have the NHL Power Rankings next week. We will pivot into Major League Baseball. So what I've been doing is giving you the worst team and then the five best. What I'm going to do tonight is give you the five teams in order that I would project their chances to win the championship. Okay? So the worst team, I think, should be the team to least win the championship. Or you know what? I'll just find another excuse and a reason to crap on the Dallas Mavericks.
You suck!
I mean, they need to be penalized. They need to be punished. They've got twice as many wins as the actual worst teams in the league. But what a disgrace that trade was, and what an embarrassment that was tonight. And so if we're talking just whatever, this is my chance where I get to publicly shame a team, and I would like to shame the Mavericks. So I'm putting the Mavericks here. As for my best teams... Oh, you know, you go. Jeez.
Yeah, thanks. It's not like we haven't been doing this for like 6 months easily. My turn.
Remember how we do this.
Yeah. A lot of moving parts. The worst team in hockey, it's the San Jose Sharks, but who cares? Honestly, that's a really lazy answer. It's the accurate answer. I'm going to go with the New York Rangers.
You suck!
This team has been, quote-unquote, fighting for
your
a playoff
team.
Spot. And this is why I'm about to take a blowtorch to them. They have been fighting for a playoff spot. And I use that word fighting loosely because they are disgusting. For the last month, it's been the most inconsistent, gutless, rotten stretch of performances as I have ever seen in my young hockey watching career. They blow third period leads like nobody else in the world. They cannot come back when they are down multiple goals in the third. They are terrible in overtime. Special teams makes me vomit. And mercifully, if there is a God, the Islanders will eliminate them tomorrow and put me out of my misery. Peter Laviolette and Chris Drury, that's the coach and the GM for those who are ill-informed, need to be fired yesterday. And let's get this retool started. So real answer, San Jose Sharks. But actual answer, the New York Rangers.
You suck.
All right, now for my best teams.
Number five.
From 5-1, I'm going to give you the chances that I think the teams have to win the title. There's a sentence in there. Number five, here's a curveball. I'm going to say, and I don't think they've been in my power rankings all year, but I'm going to go with the Clippers. I think there's been so many storylines about so many other teams. Nobody talks about the Clippers. They're getting 20 points or more a night out of three different guys, Kawhi, Harden, and Powell. And I'll tell you what, if Norman Powell was Paul George, we would be making a bigger deal out of this. The Clippers at number five. Number four.
Number four.
Crosstown, the Lakers. Don't count out LeBron. You saw Luka tonight put up 45. Magnificent night from him. I like the Lakers and their chances. Thought about the Warriors. Maybe they could go on a run, but I think the Lakers deserve that spot over Golden State. At number three.
Number three.
So the top three teams pretty much all year for me have been either the Thunder, the Cavs, or the Celtics. But let's game this out and see who wins the title. Number three, I'm going to take the Thunder. I think they've had the best season. Obviously, they have. Are they still young? Do they have a little Detroit Lions to them where we're kind of crowning a team that we shouldn't crown quite yet? Seeing how they played the last couple of years. West, there's a lot more possibilities in the West. So I'm going to put the West team here first. And then at number two.
Number two.
I'm going to be a hypocrite and put the Cavs at two. And then at number one.
Number one.
I'm putting the Celtics. I'm putting the Celtics. I keep saying that people are going to doubt the Cavs when they play Boston. It's going to be annoying, but I don't know. The Celtics seem inevitable to me, and I hate it, and so that's what I'm doing. Clippers, Lakers, Thunder, Cavs 2, Celtics 1. Carlos?
Good list, but I'll still have the Cavs at number 1. I think Boston's three-point shooting is all they rely on, even though they are deeper this year than they were last year. I actually like the Cavs from to finish. All right. I'll just do what I've been doing the last couple of weeks, and I'll start at number one.
Number one.
Because no surprise for me, it's the Winnipeg Jets, 53-21-4. They have 110 points. They lead the league in basically everything. And they should be a lock to win the President's Cup. More on that in a little bit. The President's Cup, by the way, is awarded to the team with the most regular season points. Two of their last four games are against the worst teams in hockey, and that's the Blackhawks and the Sharks. And the Oilers are just getting back Connor McDavid, so he probably won't be at full speed. So I expect Winnipeg to finish out and claim that cup. Again, disclaimer in a second.
Number two.
Washington Capitals remains at number two at 107 points. It finally happened. We're done with Alex Ovechkin watch. He broke Wayne Gretzky's career goal-scoring record. That's nice and all, but Washington actually hasn't been playing all that well. So Ovechkin's been doing him a favor because his runs overshadowed that fact. Goaltending has been an issue. Logan Thompson, Charlie Lindgren have combined for an 820 save percentage. They need to tighten that up. But luckily, they're in the East, so they should be okay, and they'll avoid the Toronto Maple Leafs in a potential conference finals matchup, so they should be fine. At number three.
Number three.
Now I can finally pay off that bet about the President's Cup. The Dallas Stars will have a match tomorrow with the Winnipeg Jets, so if they can beat Winnipeg.
A match.
A game, whatever. I was watching soccer the other day, so it stuck. If Dallas can beat Winnipeg tomorrow, they have a really easy schedule themselves, so that they could possibly snatch away the President's Cup. I still think Winnipeg gets it done because I thought about dropping Dallas lower in this list. They've lost three straight, including blowing a 5-2 lead against the Canucks with 1 minute left in the game, which is absolutely insane. But they still balanced. I think they'll, get back on track. Number three. Number four.
Number four.
It'll be the Vegas Golden Knights, 103 points. They're number one in the division. They held off the LA Kings. I think they'll continue to do so. Aiden Hill's goaltending has been one of the reasons that they've been able to do so. And at number five.
Number five.
It'll be the Colorado Avalanche with 100 points. That they round up my list by virtue of having that amount. They'll finish the regular season on Sunday, so they basically got all week to rest and wait to see who they will face in the first round. So to recap, Winnipeg number one, Capitals at two, Stars at three, Golden Knights at four, and the Avalanche at five.
I don't like that I was hypocritical because I keep saying that we need to prepare ourselves in a good way for a Cavs-Thunder final, but I like to also ask myself the question, if you had a risk-free $1 million, who would you bet it on? And I would bet it on the Celtics. I think that's the safest bet. I would like to see Cavs Thunder still. I think it'd be a great series, but if I have to put my money where my mouth is, I'd go with the Celtics. All right, plenty on the table tonight. 888-710-4ISN. Got some football to discuss. I teased the Justin Fields topic. I got to pay that off. More coming up. Bart Winkler Show.
Thank you for listening to the Bart Winkler Show. Listen live Monday through Friday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 Pacific.
Whether you're on the go or at the ballpark, T-Mobile is built to keep you connected wherever the game takes you. With America's best network, you know your phone is going to work, even in a crowded stadium, for instance. If you lose track of your friends, after a long seventh-inning stretch, one quick message and a shared location later, you'll find each other without missing the next pitch. And you can upload the video of the game-winning hit and share it before you even leave your seat. And on the days you can't make it to the ballpark, streaming the game on the go feels just as electric. No buffering, no interruptions, just every moment as it happens. Find out how baseball hits different with T-Mobile at T-Mobile.com/MLB. Fastest based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data of national speed score results for the second half of 2025. Best based on analysis by Ookla of the speed test intelligence data for the second half of 2025.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer,
SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.